Arches and Canyonlands are reopening this weekend as Moab shifts to low risk for the coronavirus, and that has residents divided over how to handle the surge of visitors it's expecting. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kate Kretzinger reports that some locals are calling for stricter rules, while others are ready for things to open up.
Moab bookstore owner Andy Nettle didn't like the crowds of people he saw over Memorial Day weekend, even though he's hurting for business. He was upset with the way people were acting, given the continued threat of COVID-19.
There needed to be more social distancing and masks required, and all of these precautions that are not difficult and yet simply did not happen in any way.
Moab saw a huge surge of visitors over Memorial Day weekend, and traffic in the area was down just 20% from the year before. Hotels and campgrounds were also at or near the 50% capacity allowed under a temporary health order that expired today. But to some business owners, the crowds were a welcome sight. Ray Ainge owns a local towing business, and he says Moab was closed for too long.
There's a tremendous amount of want and will to open the town back up. Pretty much any tourist-based operation in town is wanting the town back open.
Tourism in Grand County was banned until May 1st, when private campgrounds and hotels were allowed to reopen. Since then, the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the county has gone from 3 to 9, with 5 new cases confirmed in the past 2 weeks. And that has public health officials concerned as Moab prepares for another busy weekend. Braden Bradford is the director of the Southeast Utah Health Department, which includes Carbon, Emory, and Grand counties.
We're still counting on people to maintain some of those practices that we know help. That didn't seem to be the case for many of the tourists that were in town last week.
Last night, Grand County learned its request to extend lodging restrictions was rejected by the state and will move to the low-risk or yellow phase of Utah's reopening plan, which goes into effect today. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.